Champing at the bit, horse-related idioms. As I was writing last month's post on horse idioms, it occurred to me that there are a number of interesting English idioms that relate to horses while not containing the word horse itself. I thought I'd share the most frequent of these with you in another horse-themed post. Let's start with idioms containing the word rein. A rein is a long, thin piece of leather that a horse rider has in their hands and uses to control the horse. As you might expect, we use this word in idioms about control. For example, someone who takes control of an organisation or country may be said to take over or up the reins. For example, it's assumed that his oldest son will take over the reins when he retires. If you keep a tight rein on someone or something, you keep very strict control of them. Conversely, if you give or allow someone or something free rein, you do not control or restrict them at all. For example, the government continues to keep a tight rein on spending. She likes to give her staff free rein to express themselves. Allow your imagination free rein and see what ideas you come up with. The next two horse-related idioms include the word bit, meaning the piece of metal that is put in a horse's mouth, allowing the rider to control the horse's movements. Someone who is chafing or champing or chomping at the bit is very eager to do something. The verbs chafing, champing and chomping describe the horse rubbing its teeth against the bit because it is excited and restless. For example, they're champing at the bit to get started on the project. When can we start? We're chomping at the bit here. Meanwhile, someone who has the bit between their teeth is doing a task energetically and with determination. For example, once this player gets the bit between his teeth, he's unstoppable. Moving on to another piece of riding equipment, the saddle is the leather seat on a horse. We use the phrase in the saddle, meaning riding a horse, and we also use this expression idiomatically with a meaning in charge of an organisation or project. For example, with a new leader in the saddle, the party may be about to change direction. People also say they are back in the saddle, meaning that they are doing something that they stopped for a while, especially work. For example, after 8 months away from my job, it feels good to be back in the saddle. The last idiom in this post was originally from horse racing, describing the situation where two horses finish a race level with each other. If two people who are competing are neck and neck, they are level and have an equal chance of winning. For example, most polls now show the two candidates running neck and neck. That concludes my second horse-themed idioms post. I hope you enjoyed it and picked up a phrase or two.